This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Justice in Judgment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Human beings get into conflicts, and at times that requires a third-party judgment to resolve the conflict. The most important piece of the puzzle when it comes to passing judgments is justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "Surely Allah commands you to make over trusts to their owners, and that when you judge between people, you judge with justice. Surely Allah admonishes you with what is excellent. Surely Allah is seeing, hearing." Maintaining justice is a key ingredient in maintaining social justice, which is the basic building block of a healthy society. The opposite of justice is injustice. Injustice is a vice that ruins the human societies. So if we want healthy societies, if we want societies that are developing and prevailing and moving forward and providing opportunities, providing security and safety for other people or the people living in that society, then one of the key ingredients and one of the key pillars of that society has to be justice. If justice prevails in a society, it will lead to social justice. This social justice becomes that building block of a healthy society. Without justice, there is not developing and progressing society. Okay? So Islam says that if you want to have a society in which you feel safe, in which your family grows, you know, they feel safe and they have the security, then that society has to uphold the trait of justice. So when you're judging between people, again, justice has to prevail. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing justice in judgment. And we said that for a healthy human society, a society that is moving forward, that is progressing, that is developing, that has tranquility in it, it is based on the principle of justice. Maintaining justice, generally speaking, is easy if the person himself is not part of the equation. You know, we all love justice. We want justice to prevail. We want justice to be ruling in the society. But as soon as our own interests are at stake, all of a sudden, you know, some of us may not be or may not remain the biggest fan of justice. Isn't that right? What do we mean by that? Well, if a person is to maintain and uphold justice in which the effects and consequences of doing justice does not harm the person himself, or the person does not face any loss for maintaining justice, then it is very easy to maintain justice. But if a person owns interest, right, and those interests are at stake, or doing justice would be, you know, to the detriment of the person himself, it becomes very difficult to do justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "O you who believe, be maintainers of justice, bearers of witness for Allah's sake, though it may be against your own selves, or your parents, or near relatives. If he be rich or poor, Allah is nearer to them, both in compassion. Therefore, do not follow your low desires, lest you deviate. And if you swerve on or turn aside, then surely Allah is aware of what you do." See how clear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that justice has to be maintained at any cost.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.